You're listening to Chill Chat, the weekly Chinese language learning podcast that breaks down vocabulary and grammar and provides listening practice through natural conversations about culture, trends, and other useful topics.
Each episode is accompanied by transcripts so you can follow along with us. Members also have access to weekly guided readings and weekly grammar lessons. Additionally, if you would like to have personalized one-on-one instruction from Karen, you can book a lesson on iTalki.
To check out free samples or book a lesson, find the links in the description. 我是 Karen, broadcasting from Shenzhen, China.
我是 Baiwei, broadcasting from Houston, Texas.
今天我们要来聊一聊幸福感。
Happiness.
还有一些能提升你幸福感的事情。
Some things that can increase your happiness. We could all use a little bit more of that, couldn't we?
是的。好，那我们先看一下今天的生词。今天的生词不太多。好，第一个就是幸福感。
幸福感 ,the feeling of happiness.
幸福 refers to a long term of happiness, well-being.
Oh, well-being, okay. So, not like momentary sort of pleasure, but, fulfillment.
It can also refer to a specific moment of happiness, but it's a deeper sense of happiness that you feel blessed, content, happy.
好的，明白了。
好，然后提升 is a verb, means increase, to raise the level of something.
提升。
所以我们说提升幸福感。
To raise your level of happiness.
对。第三个是坚持。
坚持。坚持 means to persist in. This is a verb.
是的。第四个花。
花 to spend. Now,I do have a question about this one. So I know that 花钱 means to spend money, but you can also, 花时间, spend time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the character is exactly the same as flower, isn't it?
It is.
Can you explain that, please?
Why it is flower and also to spend?
Yes, yes. I would really like to know this. And I love how you just pulled up a picture of some oracle bones, the oldest known Chinese characters written on turtle shells.
So looking at the ancient character, what it looks like, it does look like flower, you know, emerging from the ground.
It does. And below, it actually looks like it has a root going down below the ground there.
Yeah. So the original meaning of this character is flower.
That's the older meaning. And it came, I guess, in the modern era to mean to spend. Yeah?
Yes. Yes.
Huh. I'm just trying to wrap my brain around that. That's a tough one.
I know. The two meanings are not very much related at all. Sometimes a character develops more meaning from an ancient text.
Mm-hmm.
How somebody used it in older times, maybe in an article or in a book.
Mm-hmm.
Then that meaning just stuck with us.
Okay. So we can't really answer the question, but just know, everybody, that hua means to spend, but it also means flower. Characters are exactly the same.
Yes.
How da?
Today we're talking about the meaning of to spend. Hua qian, hua shi jian. And something to pay attention to when using this character is, how do we say to spend money on something?
You say, use the ba structure, right?
对。
So you say, for example, 把时间花在 something something. So that's how you say spend money on something.
Or it's the on.
Oh, spend money on, sorry. 把时间花在运动 spend time playing sports. Yeah?
But how do you say on something, under something, in front of something, behind something?
Sheng. Oh. Karen, how do you say spend time on something?
把时间花在 something 上。
Oh, okay, okay.
Do not forget 上, everybody. So I guess in this structure, it is the same as in English.
Yeah, it sure is.
所以把时间 or 把钱花在 blah blah 上。
把钱花在 handbags 上 like that.
对，把钱花在包上。好的，下一个词是深远。
深远 is an adjective meaning far-reaching or profound. I can totally see why this character means that, because it's 深 meaning deep and 远 meaning far.
对，深远 is usually used to describe something abstract, not literally deep or far, as in the distance.
Like a profound sense of meaning, like that. 深远。
是的，比如深远的影响。
深远的影响， a profound influence.
好，下一个，日记。
日记， diary or journal.
嗯，没错。最后一个，社区。
社区， community.
嗯。
And this character, 社区, or this word, 社区, it's a emphasis on social community, right? Because that character, 社, means social, right?
是的， exactly. 好，那录播课以前，我给了百威一些问题，关于幸福感的问题，然后我们现在一起看看他的答案。
好。
我的第一个问题是，你每天坚持做什么？
我每天坚持看书，准时上班，努力工作。I persisted reading and showing up to work.
嗯，好，这个回答没有问题。我们可以说坚持做什么事情，比如坚持看书，坚持运动，坚持写日记，都可以。好的，那我的第二个问题是，你写日记吗？
我几年以前写日记，但是现在我不写了，我好久没写。
为什么你现在不写了？
不知道，就是几年前这是我的习惯，但是现在呢不是我的习惯了。
几年前你每天坚持写日记吗？
差不多。
嗯，你觉得写日记给你什么好处吗？
如果你写日记，就是很像 therapy, 我觉得。就是给我很好的感觉。对，是这样子。你呢？你写日记吗？
我只有想写的时候才写，所以我不是每天都写。
嗯。
可能今天有一个事情，我想写日记，那我会写。
OK, 写日记给你什么好处？你觉得？
写完日记你会感觉舒服一点，对不对？我听过一个播客，它是一个心理学的播客。
嗯哼。
然后他说，你在写下来的时候，其实你在整理你的想法。可能你有的时候有一个感觉，你很生气，或者你很烦，但是你不知道为什么。
嗯哼。
那你在写的时候，你就在弄清楚为什么。
嗯，
对，
you can kind of figure out why you're feeling the way you're feeling through journaling.
对。
好的，我明白。
那我们看看第三个问题是什么会影响你的幸福感？
这个是很好的问题。我觉得我跟大部分人一样，我们的家人身体很健康，经常看朋友，我很健康，我喜欢我的工作，都是影响我的幸福感。
嗯，所以家人还有你身体健不健康会影响你的幸福感。
是的，是的。
好啊，所以可能对你来说就是人际关系还有工作会影响你的幸福感。
对。
爱好会不会影响你的幸福感？
是的，但是我觉得这个东西我说了，健康、朋友、工作是最重要的。
哦，好的。那如果你必须选择最重要的、第一重要的是什么？
很难说。我觉得如果一个是不好的，我不开心。所以我的工作很好，但是我的家人身体不健康，我不幸福。如果我的家人的身体很健康，但是我特别不喜欢我的工作，真不开心，明白吗？
嗯，
所以我觉得都是一样的。嗯，但是如果我都有这个，但是我没有爱好，没问题。
嗯，还可以接受，是吧？
对，你同意吗？
对我来说，最重要的是健康，家人的健康和他们的幸福是最重要的。
啊，OK。
工作如果我不太喜欢，但是也不太讨厌，可以的。我可以接受一个我不是很喜欢的工作。
嗯。
所以我觉得健康对我来说是最最重要的，然后是工作。
这个我觉得很合理。
下一个问题是，把钱花在什么上会让你很幸福？
这个也是很好的问题。我觉得钱不能让你幸福，但是你需要钱才能幸福。钱可以让你稳定、安全。如果有钱，你有更多自由，你可以帮别人。Maslow's Hierarchy of Needs 说，人需要吃饭、喝水，然后稳定、安全，然后爱。钱可以给你食物、水、稳定、安全，但是不可以给你爱。
哇哦，写得特别好，同意。
好，
这里我会说，如果有钱，你就有更多自由。
OK， 如果有钱，你就有更多自由。
对，特别好。那如果现在天上掉下来$1,000，你会把这个钱花在什么事情上？
我很无聊。I would save it. Just put it in the bank.
哦，OK。但是他说，天上的神说，你必须要把它花掉。
哦。
By
a vacuum cleaner and a coffee maker.
OK， 好的，把钱花在我们的家上是吗？
对。
嗯，我很合理，因为家代表稳定、安全， 下一个问题是把时间花在什么上会让你很幸福？
把时间花在 human connection 上可以让你幸福，这个是最重要的。把时间花在运动上也好，把时间花在学习看书上也可以。
Human connection 我们可以说人际关系。
人际关系 OK。
对。所以把时间花在人际关系上可以让你很幸福。哪一句话给你带来了深远的影响？
一句 ,so it's like a quote, right?
对。
好的。我有很多，我特别喜欢塞翁失马，这个是很老的道教故事。我的妈妈说，总是对自己说一些善良的话。我也喜欢 Seneca, we suffer more in our imagination than in reality.
我知道你很喜欢 Seneca 的这句话。可能有一些听众他们不了解 Seneca 或者不了解塞翁失马的故事。我们可以先说一下 Seneca。Seneca 他是一个，
他是古罗马的 philosopher。
OK。我觉得这句话对我来说很重要。这个我们在想象中受的苦比现实更多。
That's a tough one. Okay, let me try. Okay, can you say it one more time, please?
我们在想象中受的苦比现实更多。
我们在想象中受的苦比现实更多。Can you break that down for me a little bit?
好，我们在想象中 in imagination, 想象 imagination, 在想象中就是 in our imagination, 受的苦是 the things that you suffer, the noun for suffer, basically, 比现实，现实 reality,So compared to reality, 更多 more.
Okay, great translation.
我们在想象中受的苦 the things we suffer from our imagination, 比现实更多 is more than in reality.
好的。
我觉得这个对我来说很适用，因为有的时候我还没有经历一个事情，但是我会先想象它的可怕，它的困难，然后我会压力很大，所以我需要经常告诉自己这句话。好，那我们再来聊一聊你妈妈说的，总是对自己说一些善良的话。
Always say kind things to yourself.
为什么这个对你有深远的影响？
因为就是我看你的问题的时候，就是第一个
想到的，
是第一个想到的。
我妈妈没有跟我说过这句话，但是她可能说过差不多的话，比如说你要爱自己呀，要对自己好啊。这样子的话，我觉得和这个意思是差不多的，就是你首先要照顾好自己，然后你才可以照顾好别人或者帮助别人。然后最后这个道教的故事非常有意思，但是我觉得今天我们可能没有时间讲太多这个故事了。他想表达的意思就是一个 很坏的事情发生，它可能会带来好的结果，或者好的方面。
嗯哼。
同样，一个很好的事情发生了，它也可能带来不好的结果。
嗯哼，对。
所以，如果你现在有一件很不好的事情发生了，先不要太伤心或者太难过，有可能这件事情，这件坏事会给你一些好的影响，带来一些好处。
对，非常有意思。The common translation of this is blessing in disguise.
对，好，那最后我也在 Instagram 上问了我的观众一些问题，我让他们告诉我一个他们很幸福的时刻，那他们给了我一些很好的回答，我们现在来看一下。什么时候你很幸福呢？嗯 ，Martin 说，想到要搬家到中国的时候，他很幸福。
哦，很好。
嗯，不知道你想搬来哪里，哪个城市呢？
嗯哼。I'm laughing at the second one there, 4:45 in the office on Friday afternoon.
对，有很多，有很多差不多的回答，比如说这个 Bumble 49
Bumble 49 星期五工作完了，周末开始。
嗯，我觉得这个对很多人来说都是一个很幸福的时刻。好， Ascotty 说Scotty 2023说，和朋友在一起总是很幸福。
Man of honor says, 吃的时候我很幸福。
我也是，真的，我可以非常非常伤心，心情很不好，但是我吃到一个特别好吃的东西，我马上就很开心，是吧？
是的 ，I've seen it.
K 这个什么 KYS 说，我不需要做晚饭的时候。我天哪
！I agree， 我同意。
这个我不能 relate， 因为我喜欢做饭。
Brianna Tuganza says， 听你的博客的时候。他很开心、
嗯、
很好，谢谢你 Brianna，
谢谢你。 Texas Leah Girl 说，和我聊天的时候他很幸福。
Aww, thank you Texas Leah Girl.
Aww, thank you Leah, you're the sweetest.
I.Yudmila says, 学习汉语的时候他很开心。好的，
好。 Jeffrey 说，当他找到一个新的书店的时候，他很幸福。
我同意这个。
嗯、Jeffrey, our previous host of ChoChat. Shout out to Jeffrey.
Kumashai Japarova says, she must be a mother because she says, 我宝宝第一次说妈妈的时候，他很幸福。
哦，我现在没有宝宝，但是我可以想象。这样子的真的非常幸福。 Dave Barnes 13 说，用中文和中国人聊天的时候他很幸福。
我同意这个。
对，我也同意。如果你学一个新的语言，然后你发现你真的可以用这个语言和当地人聊天，我觉得是一个 enlightening moment。 我们看一下 Social Crow 说的。
OK, let's see if I can read all this。安静的早上，起床很早的时候，可以放松。他准备一杯咖啡和看书，来得及上工作，让我开心。That's literally how my morning went today. So I totally agree with you, Social Crow.
好，他想说可以准时上班，对吧？ 准时上班，他很开心。好， Daria 说他第一次听懂汉语的时候他很开心。
It is exhilarating to learn a new language.
Do you remember when you used your Chinese for the first time?
I don't think I can remember a specific moment, but I do remember the excitement when I was actually starting to use it with people and they understood me. It's really a good feeling.
嗯哼，我们看一下这个吧。 Mariana Little Fish
吃冰淇淋的时候当然。 Hey, can I tell you something funny? So most of my students are American now, so they don't know Chinese. I have a few Chinese students that I speak with. They love it. But most of the kids, most of the American kids know the word 冰淇淋. So weird. It's like the one thing they learned. Yeah, I think when they were in like third grade or something, they had a Chinese class. And of course, they didn't remember anything except for the word for ice cream. So I've had several students, whenever they find out I can speak Chinese, they're like, hey, how do you say ice cream? Isn't it 冰淇淋? I'm like, you got it.
Wow.
If you want to leave a deep memory with a child, associate it with ice cream. They'll remember it.
对, or learn Chinese while eating ice cream, if that's what you need.
That is a proven study skill. Everybody knows that works.
好，我们还有很多很多的回答，我们可以再单独做一期播客，来专门看这些朋友的回答。但是今天我们的时间有限，所以我们要在这里结束今天的播客啦。谢谢每一个给我们回答的朋友和观众，然后也谢谢大家今天收听我们的 Chill Chat。最后 ，As always, let's give a shout out to our new members.
Okie doke.
We have 康德
Niall Condon. Thank you, Niall.
Sam.
Thank you, Sam.
还有 Smee. Is it Smee?
I guess so. Thank you very much, Smee.
Smee says, thank you for all that you guys do. Thank you for your kind words. We have Melissa.
Thank you, Melissa.
还有 Whoa, this is a tough
name. Afragile Drury. Drury. Tried my best. Afragile.
You did.
Afragile Drury. 谢谢你
Thank you. Thank you, AD. I'm going to say AD. And Laurent.
Thank you, Laurent.
We have Annie. Is it Annie?
Annie Giles. Yep, Annie Giles. Annie Giles. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We have Rob.
Thank you, Rob.
Nia.
Thank you, Nia.
Nia wrote something in Japanese, which I don't understand. And last but not least, we have Camelia.
Thank you, Camelia. Appreciate you.
Thank you guys all so, so much. 下次再见。
下次。再见。